Again, as always, we are visited by J.B. Milliken, the president of the University of Nebraska system. And J.B., I know that one of the major research priorities for the University of Nebraska is in cancer, a disease that affects so many people across the state. What is the most promising cancer research being done now at the university?
Well, thanks, Adrian. This is an area that I think most Nebraskans know is one of strength at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. We've had a long record of success at the Epley Cancer Center at the university, both in innovative research, but also in the best quality patient care. But we are doing great work right now in an area called personalized medicine, where we're looking to develop individual treatments for cancer patients. So researchers at the university are able to use state-of-the-art technology and screen thousands of genes in each patient's cancer and determine which genes are required for growth of a particular tumor. This kind of research will hopefully lead to individualized cancer treatment plans that will enable us to better treat patients and deal with this this terrible disease.
Have you been able to recruit some star research faculty?
Well, we have. You know, we've had great success by continuing to invest in priorities such as cancer research and treatment. We've continued to grow the effort at the medical center, and over the past decade, we've attracted over 100 new faculty who are doing work in the area of cancer research and treatment. This has helped result in a tripling of our research funding in this area of over $65 million a year to support cancer research. A couple of the people that we've attracted in recent years, husband-wife team, Doctors Hamid and Vimla Band, who came to us from Northwestern, who are among the leaders in the country in breast cancer research, and they brought with them a team of 14 researchers with a significant amount of funding from the National Institutes of Health. Dr. Michael Bratton, who is a breast and colon cancer researcher, came to us from the Roswell Park Cancer Institute. Dr. Gene Grimm came from the National Cancer Institute, and Aaron Sasson from the Fox Cancer Center in Philadelphia. These are some of the best in the field and highly sought after around the country, and it's because of the great work that Ken Cowan, the director of the Epley Cancer Institute, and others have done, and because of the great tradition at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in these areas that has attracted these researchers to Nebraska and have helped build the kind of success that we enjoy today.
And the Med Center has announced plans to develop a cancer campus. What will that include, and what is the timeline?
Well, this is a very exciting proposal. The Medical Center announced a $175 million private fund drive in October as part of the overall University of Nebraska capital campaign. The Epley Cancer Center is the only National Cancer Institute designated cancer center in Nebraska. It is a goal of ours to have the Epley Cancer Institute become a comprehensive cancer center, which is the next step up. And we'd like that to happen by 2020. This cancer campus is going to be the thing that's going to help us get there, we believe. There are only about 40 of these top clinical research centers in the country, and Nebraska would be really the leader in the Great Plains in cancer research and continue to improve the great work that's going on there now.
Are there certain types of cancer that are more prevalent or problematic here in Nebraska?
Well, there are. Unfortunately, Nebraska ranks among the top 10 states in the country in the incidence of breast cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer, and lymphoma. The Epley Cancer Center already has strong research programs in each of these areas, focusing on discovering biomarkers for early detection of cancer and development of new agents to help treat and prevent cancer. You know, there are also certain types of cancer that are more prevalent in rural areas, such as lung cancer caused by ag chemicals. So research in those areas is especially important to Nebraska. And this is one of the reasons why people say, why is this a focus in Nebraska? It's because we want to make sure that we have a center here that is focusing on problems in Nebraska, that is going to help solve health problems in Nebraska, focus on those that are prevalent in rural areas or that are prevalent in the state of Nebraska, and not depend on others. We want to build the strength here, both in teaching and research and patient care, that people in Nebraska can count on for the best anywhere.
JB, I know your research is giving new hope to people across the state.
Well, thanks, Adrian. You're right. I think it does. I hear all the time from people about how grateful they are that we have the medical center in Omaha and the work that's going on there. Most people have had a friend or family member that suffered from cancer, and they understand how important the work is to try to solve the challenges associated with this disease. And we're very fortunate to have leaders in the field right here in Nebraska and working closely with Nebraska patients and Nebraska health professionals and training the next generation of health professionals for the state of Nebraska.
And that's J.B. Milliken, the president of our University of Nebraska system. As always, we thank J.B. for being part of our halftime show. Nebraska had the lead here in the first half, in the first quarter, gave it away in the second quarter. Nebraska now down 7-6 here in the Big 12 championship final.